Greetings, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob. And it's episode 26 of our John in June excursion. It's June 30th. It's the last day for this trip we've been on together through the Holy Land. From the beginning of time, really. Chapter 1 of John. To today, when we finish chapter 21. The last chapter. And I guess all there is to say is, let's get ready to start. Now, tomorrow night, I will say, we'll be doing our usual Zoom meeting at 7 o'clock. So that email tomorrow, we'll have the link for that. You'll just get an email for that. And obviously, we can talk about anything. That's my rule. But meaning, including the Gospel of John. But we also want to talk about what's next. I've already had a couple of ideas thrown out there. Nobody's, you know, stuck on anything yet. Some good ideas. It could be something totally off the wall. Or something that would be a logical next step. But why don't you pray to the Holy Spirit about that? Amen? And see what comes to your heart. And you always don't have to know why. God will present things to you in a most unexpected way. It might take a while to figure out where that came from. Or why. Alrighty. I'm telling you, this votive candle has been a warrior. And the flame on this wick is so tiny, but it feels so good. What a job hanging in there. This red votive that's been sitting on top of the green from last month, from the mark in May. And whatever we do next, we'll have a new one. But a lot of props to that red candle. It's just... the flame is just a little ball of light. It's beautiful. Today we've got the Prince of Peace tea. A new item in the drawer. And I'm growing an affection for it. So get your tea down. Coffee. Juice. Whatever it is, and let's start. We left yesterday with a resurrection and reappearance. And the last appearance we had yesterday was with Jesus coming back to see Thomas and asking him, go ahead, if you need to see it, to believe it, put your hands there and reach in there. He says, do not doubt, but believe. And Thomas's only response was, my Lord and my God. And then Jesus ends that when he speaks to us. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Okay. We pick it up from there. It's going to be the last two verses. Chapter 21, starting at verse 30 of chapter 20, the last two verses of chapter 20, starting with verse 30, and then chapter 21, which ends the gospel. Let's begin. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing, you may have life in his name. It's a beautiful statement. On to chapter 21. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, And he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas called the Twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach. But the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it and bread. And Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and to go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. After this, he said to him, "Follow me." Peter turned and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them. He was the one who had reclined next to Jesus at the supper and had said, "Lord, who is it that is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about him?" And Jesus said to him, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you? Follow me." So the rumor spread in the community that the disciple would not die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he would not die, but, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you? This is the disciple who is testifying to these things and has written them, and we know that his testimony is true. But there are also many other things that Jesus did. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. And thus ends the gospel, the amazing gospel of John. Now that's real food for mature spirits. And each time I read it, I just realize how alive this book is and how each time it's leading me forward into new areas, new growth. I just got cold chills, didn't you, when he started giving them the drive-through version of the feeding of the 5,000, right? The bread and the fish on the beach. Just as he had done for 5,000, so he does for these 7 or 8 or so. Amazing. Well, that ends the gospel, and we can all take a deep breath. Hold that 4 seconds and let her go. Beautiful. Do that a couple times. Because Jesus has something to say to us. And you don't want to miss it. So unstrap those sandals. Take a seat. Clear your mind. These are the words of Jesus given to you to help tell your story today. I am the truth, the one who came to set you free. As the Holy Spirit controls your mind and actions more fully, you become free in me. You see that, I interrupt Jesus, of course, I only do that every now and then. Do you see how he lays out, how he corresponds the extent to which the Holy Spirit controls your mind to the extent to which you are free? And you know, in Sunday's message, we talked about the importance of the Holy Spirit, especially in today's church, which seems to neglect this. They want to do it themselves, of course. They have the answers. They have the rituals. They know the way. And of course, they're lost more than they can even tell. Jesus says to us here, and I'll start again, to the extent to which the Holy Spirit controls your mind, that's the extent to which you are free. You don't even know freedom until you know this freedom. Okay, Mr. Jesus, you may start again and finish. I won't interrupt. He says, I am the truth, the one who came to set you free. As the Holy Spirit controls your mind and actions more fully, you become free in me. You are increasingly released to become the one I created you to be. This is a work that I do in you as you yield to my spirit. I can do my best handiwork when you sit in the stillness of my presence, focusing your entire being on me. Let my thoughts burst freely upon your consciousness, stimulating abundant life. I am the way and the truth and the life. As you follow me, I lead you along paths of newness, ways you have never imagined. Don't worry about what is on the road up ahead. I want you to find your security in knowing me, the one who died to set you free. And amen. What a fitting end to that gospel. I love the way that works out. The June 30th edition of Jesus Calling by Sarah Young with the 21st chapter of the Gospel of John. And that completes our day today. I hope you'll join us tomorrow. If you haven't joined us before, it's a good time to do it. You can get into the habit and join the group, and don't even have to speak. Just be there with us with your spirit, and that'll help. But as for today, let God lead. Let the Holy Spirit control your mind. And as Jesus says, follow me. Amen.